Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
No way. There's no way we're live yet.
How about that? All right. Welcome. Welcome. Travis already got his beer. He made the beer run early here on Dirty Mo Live. Ooh, that sounded real good. Hold on. That was better, I think.
That was really was.
What did you guys think? Did you hear that in the booth? What'd you think? Oh. Ooh, Travis let it go there a little bit.
That was a lot of good sound effects.
Yeah.
Should hold on to those.
Yeah. For people without headphones, it's got to be a little bit confusing. But, welcome to Dirty Mo Live. Andrew Curlin here with, I think this is both of your guys' first time on Dirty Mo Live here. Yep. Micah Caldwell, Dalton Greco. Yep. Dalton's new. You've been here, what, 2 weeks?
Man, yeah.
Second week?
This is my ninth day at work.
All right. Yeah. Nice.
So, been a lot of fun, yeah. New social media guy. So if you see anything messed up on Twitter or Facebook, just blame me. Don't blame anyone else. And it's been awesome.
So far. I do blame you. Yeah. All the time. And Micah, you wanna tell people what you do here at Dirty Mo?
Mainly a producer director on the production side. So had a lot to do with Lost Speedway. So hey, if you like Lost Speedway, send us a lot of stuff and we'll try to get another season out there. That's the hope.
I know a lot of people have been asking about
Lost Speedway. It's not completely dead. If we could get, Dale's already got tracks selected for a third season. We're just looking for the right network to jump on. So.
He's got the list already. Well, that's some breaking news right here. It's not dead. Lost Speedway.
Dale probably has enough seasons. 20 seasons worth of tracks.
Absolutely,
he'd like to
he does. Yeah, he does. Well, this Dirty Mo Live. What's today? It's today Wednesday or what? Thursday.
Yeah.
What happened?
Thursday.
I don't even know what happened yesterday. Man, the week's been flying by. Super busy. And we had it felt like a real busy week on the Dirty Mo channels in terms of getting all that content out. I feel like I'm just catching up on everything
Good stuff as far as content. It was a good week.
I'm rocking the Door Bumper Clear shirt that I bought in the gift shop yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a good week to do it. We had Josh Williams on, and you were in the studio listening in.
Yeah, first time ever around the DBC guys.
And what a great way to start.
That was awesome. Yeah.
What'd you think of, editing the show.
Right.
I've got a show sheet in front of me. I got a pen.
Right.
And I write down all the curse words that they say. Because, the guys on DBC, they like a certain amount of words that we can't leave on the air. You want to guess how far into the episode the first curse was?
So you told me this, so I'm going to let Micah do this.
Oh, okay. I would say over...
And this is not including the sound design intro or any of the ads in the beginning. This is when the first person talks.
Yeah.
Walking into the studio or when we're recording?
No, we're recording.
Because that would
recording.
Even... Okay. 15.
You
okay.
told me.
All right. What do you guys think? Have I told you in the booth, Travis or Dustin?
15 seems like a light to me as well.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
All right.
He doesn't know.
It was 8 seconds
yeah.
in. Eight
That's crazy.
Seconds.
Wow.
Man.
And I'd like to see, I'm going to keep track of that. Yep. And maybe there's a way that they can break their own record there or whatever. But a total of 43 curses throughout the whole episode. It was very busy. I had to... stretch my fingers out after that one just because, get sore trying to edit all the curse markers out. But it was good. Josh Williams, like I said, he was on that show talking all about being in the NASCAR hauler. I think it was 140 laps.
140 laps to go.
That is a long time.
Parked in the hauler. Yeah.
And he said, if you guys listen to DBC, that he didn't want any pizza. They offered him pizza water. He's like, no, I don't want anything you have. And then he started eating the pizza.
Right.
If you guys were in that situation, how long would it take for you to get to turn into oh, I'm pissed off, I'm not going to do anything, to, you know what, I am kind of hungry. How long do you think that
takes? I feel like
takes?
If NASCAR's providing, I'm eating as much anything that I'm getting my hands on.
It's not taking me long. I can guarantee you that. I'd say over under 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Yeah.
I think he said he wanted to take a nap as well. Lay down, take a nap. There was a lot of race left.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he had a lot to watch there. But what'd you think of his recollection of the story? He owned up to all of it. I thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, I've got to commend him on that. I would have had a hard time like sitting there saying, you know, I did it, and you know, oh, the car didn't just like, you know, happen to mess up or break down or something. And then for him to come out afterwards and say, not only that he did it, but that he supported NASCAR's decision to suspend him. That was just, like, to me, that was all time. Like, he was so funny and charismatic about all of it. And, yeah, he definitely gained a new fan with me. I definitely want to buy a shirt now.
And I think he made it clear that, you know, saying that he wouldn't have the money to pay a fine.
Yeah. And they
I think they actually
right?
looked at nope. that, and they were like, he's probably right. Why would we charge him this? And we might never get it.
Yeah.
So. And they talked about it on the download the next day. I think it was it Carl Long that got that big penalty in 2009
yes,
or something
right.
like that? Took him out of business.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that wasn't necessarily NASCAR's intentions
right.
to take him out of business. But
right.
at the same time, I can understand the suspension because he did get a lot of great publicity out of it. His sponsors
oh, wow.
loved the
yep.
attention. I think he described it as, we almost got more attention than if we won the race.
Yeah, that's exactly
you know, more
what
people
said.
Were talking about that than... Who even won the race? I think it was Austin Hill.
Yeah, it was Austin
like
Hill.
That? I don't know.
Yeah.
That was the most memorable part of the race for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
And I can understand NASCAR being like, we don't want this to be a way that people can get attention. You
right.
know, that's not the right way to do it.
No.
He did. I mean, he did it. There's no taking it back. But I could see why the, you know, they had
even
that.
Though that's exactly what the people wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what
they latched on.
Yeah.
And Josh is such a cool guy.
He is.
And somebody out there can correct me if I'm wrong, but when Dale ran at Wilkesboro, I believe he got into it a little bit with Josh. On the track. He raced him hard.
Right.
And it was funny. Like, Josh came right up to him after the race.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, and he got into it with Dale, and Dale was like, you're right. That was my bad.
I think didn't Dale sign his bumper afterwards?
I think he did. He signed his bumper for him.
Yeah,
so
that was really cool.
He's always been that way, super down to earth, but he just wasn't intimidated by Dale. He came right up to him after the race. So
He wasn't intimidated either by door bumper clear at all.
No.
I mean, he walked in wearing a shirt that said, can't park here.
Yeah.
I think he knew what he was getting into, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think this was a career move for him.
Oh, definitely. People were saying that he needs to be like the fourth alternate on DBC, that he just fit right in. So they're like,
yeah.
Hey, you can't find anybody.
I was
Josh Williams.
And I'm sure you saw a lot more fan reactions than me, but
gosh,
what was the overall consensus?
Oh, he's like the people's hero.
Yeah.
Like it's you know, if like I obviously he might not win like most popular driver in the Xfinity Series, but like he definitely did last weekend. Like it's just unbelievable. Like every time he tweeted, every time we tweeted, every time like we mentioned his name, tweets would just explode. I think a TikTok that we have has over 500,000 views
really?
Right now with him in it talking about when Brett goes, so how long were you in that hauler? Like it's pretty wild. Like the engagement on it's been nuts.
I've told this to a few people, but you know, working as a producer for DBC, you listen to it live the first time, then you listen back to it a few more times before the episode gets published, then you got to review, see what the video clips are, then you got to edit the video clips. I've heard the same story probably like 6 to 10 times, and every time it still makes me laugh when they point TJ out just sitting like this.
Yeah.
TJ thinks he's going to get suspended
yep.
just by sitting next to you.
Yep.
That kills me every time.
That's a fact because nobody – Andrew, I'm in the same room as Andrew, and this man laughs at the clip. He just
yeah,
I call him
yeah,
Chuckles because
yeah.
he laughs pretty loudly at every clip. Like
yeah,
he,
I can
he
hear it.
Loves
it's,
him.
It's definitely – well, when we're both – you're editing the Denny show on Monday. I'm
the
editing,
Denny show?
Yeah, I mean Denny,
Denny
show.
Action's detrimental.
Okay, Action's detrimental
fitting,
with
fitting.
Denny Hamlin.
Every Sunday's the Denny show.
Yeah. Anyways, you're editing Action's Detrimental with Denny Hamlin, Dirty Mo Media, on Monday. That was a full title.
That was a good one.
Right,
that was a good one.
And we both have our headphones in watching our own videos or editing our own show, and we're just like quietly laughing to ourselves. Like if someone were to come in and just sit and listen, like we would just be laughing for no reason, it seems like.
No, I do sit and listen in the office next door, and it is just you guys giggling.
Just,
yeah,
it's just, yeah.
Well, you know, with Josh, how much do you think it is because of the hair? I mean, if he was bald-headed or shaved-head, would he have gotten much attention?
That is a
it's
great
the
question.
The mullet flowing in the wind as he's walking away from the car. it's kind of picturesque. I don't see how it could have ended any other better way for that.
You know, waved the flagman up on the flag stand. And if you saw the Ask DBC questions, I think the most asked was about his mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you been growing it out? How long will you keep it for? Like, that is what everyone wanted to know.
That whole sequence was like a WWE, like, wrestler exit. Like, that's what I just, like, wanted, like, music to be behind it. And, like, if this glass shatters or whatever, like, it was awesome.
Well, when he had to go to the care center first, and then he made the comment about, you know, I guess they thought I twisted my ankle getting out of the car and walking on the wet grass. The grass was wet, he said. So, that's great.
Oh, man. Man, yeah, it was an entertaining episode. We're going to have to see how we top it next week. That's the pressure.
Yeah.
So how do we just keep the momentum rolling with Door Bumper Clear?
Definitely. Well, we need something from Denny Show. We need some kind of big announcement. Big kind of announcement. Or
we had that last week,
yeah,
too.
Right, like, man. There's no way we can top that.
Yeah. He did plenty of that for us last week, which was a lot of fun for me on my first week.
Keep tuning in.
Yeah, that was your first week.
First week, man. I said that I want to get his like the release from the actual penalty, like signed by him, and then get it framed and put it in my office. Is like first thing I did with Dirty Mo Media.
Was
that's awesome. Was like get him, you know, penalized and fined.
Crazy. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Thrown into the fire there.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Keep it coming.
I thought my first day was how my schedule was originally supposed to work out to move here. I thought my first day was going to be working on Door Bumper Clear like that day. Thank God I decided. Let's get a few days under my belt first before I jump into the DBC fire. But you know,
lightning struck on my first day.
That's literally
lightning struck at JRM.
Oh, that was that in the parking lot.
Yeah, that was my first day. Like that was how I made my appearance. I walked in. And, like,
that was your car.
Hit my music played.
Travis was here. Yep.
Yeah.
This is completely random, but I saw on Twitter that you know how like there's a phrase like lightning doesn't strike twice in the same place or whatever. I know I'm butchering that, but there was a video where lightning literally like struck the same place like four times in a row.
Oh, great.
So
it's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
Can't use that phrase anymore.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, well, forget it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Anyways,
let's think of something new.
Yeah, it's March, right?
It is March.
We got the bracket going. You started the
speaking. But before we get to your bracket, we do have one person that came and asked a question. What time does Duke play in the Sweet 16? To the gentleman in the middle.
Oh, I think they play right after Carolina. Yeah. Oh, that's
same time
right.
as NC State. Yeah.
That's right. At least they got one game in and a practice after that. So
you're Duke.
No,
fan.
I'm sad. Yeah, I had. Hey, we won the ACC tournament. I'm happy for that. I was not expecting much. I was thinking they would get to the at least at a Sweet 16, but I'm telling you, Tennessee, they were brutal that day. Their defense was super rough. I don't think Duke was ready for that, and Duke's filled with a bunch of freshmen, so it'll be a whole new team of Duke next year. So to get used to, I really like this team, but I'm sure they're all going to be gone.
Dalton, who's your team?
I went to NC State, so right down the street from Micah here.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, my Arizona State Sun Devils. I was watching them. It looked good for a long time against TCU, then they fell apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was too bad.
Yeah, well, and I'm a big ACC homer too, so I'm you know, as much as the Duke and Carolina rivalry is, I'm still going to pull for State.
Yeah.
I'm still going to pull for Carolina in the tournament.
Oh, that's where we differ.
If they got into the tournament, but I'm still going to pull for the ACC teams, and you know,
you're a Duke fan, and you're going to pull for.
No, I can't.
Hey, no,
I can't do that with Chapel.
My whole family is Carolina fans. I'm the Duke fan, but I'm tired of SEC's got their football, but the ACC in basketball has always been the cream of the crop.
Yep.
So,
and the Pac-12,
they've had a couple
nothing.
Of bad years over the last couple of years, but. They're stepping it up, but what do you know, the first weekend, ACC, Virginia loses, Duke loses.
Yeah.
I think they only got Miami left, right?
Miami's the only team. Yeah. Pittsburgh loses, so not a good showing this year.
We've got a bracket for those watching at home. We've got a bracket in between two cameras here, so that's what we're looking at. We're not just looking off into the distance. We've got a bracket we're looking at. Who are the teams left? So we have Alabama, that's San Diego State, Creighton, Princeton,
Florida Atlantic, Tennessee,
Kansas State, Michigan State. Then we have, who is that?
Houston, Miami.
Xavier,
Texas, Arkansas, UConn, and Gonzaga. Yeah,
Travis is going to help us out and bring this thing over to.
Oh, God, the wide shot.
You know, everybody's been talking about their brackets, but we were coming up with an idea of something different, which would be remove the teams and just go with the mascots.
Yeah.
And what do you have? So we're looking at the Sweet 16 of mascots.
It'd be better than my bracket that I actually made.
I probably would have done a lot better. But, some of these matchups, mascot-wise, can cause some discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got the mascot Sweet 16 bracket that we're going to discuss here because that might shake things up versus how the actual teams will shake out. So I guess, Travis, you have a marker. And everyone can take a look at Micah's awesome handwriting if the camera catches it. It looks like some words have half uppercase and half lowercase.
That's my own
that's
style
your handwriting?
Font. Yeah, so that's TM. Trademark that. TM. So I'm
no one can write like
live.
Micah can.
if you can't spell without doing a capital letter and a lowercase letter in a word. So
TM right there at the bottom.
I like
Good call. Okay.
Thank you. No copy.
All right. So why don't we start with let's start with the top of the bracket here.
Yep.
So the Alabama Crimson Tide versus the San Diego State Aztecs. Alabama's mascot is an elephant, so we're rolling with that, right?
That's a weird. I'm gonna let the Alabama's fans speak up to that because it's a Crimson Tide, which I see as a dark.
It's like
red.
An algae bloom or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it just kills a bunch of fish.
Red water coming
like
at you
versus
a
like
giant
an Aztec
elephant. A giant elephant. Which one are they going with? Is it the elephant or the Crimson Tide? But
I really don't think it matters.
Against
think so?
The Aztec,
no. I think the Aztecs take it.
I think
absolutely.
I can agree with that. You know, their mascot is like a real person,
right?
Mm.
Like just dressed
no
as an Aztec.
Yep.
Like
that's
it's
so cool.
Not like you know the.
You get a bacterial disease though.
Travis said you could get a bacterial disease.
I don't know. The weaponry,
was only a problem like 200 years ago.
The weaponry with the Aztecs seemed like it would have been kind of brutal. So
I'm good with moving them
Aztecs.
On.
Yeah. So let's move the Aztecs.
I'd like to buy a vowel, Vanna.
Elite Eight for the Aztecs.
Yeah. Good for them.
Up next, you got Creighton Blue Jays.
Okay.
So the Blue Jays and the Princeton Tigers. Now, this one seems pretty quickly done,
I think this is yeah.
Tiger versus
pretty
the Blue Jay.
Yeah.
Tiger wins.
Yeah, 100%.
Although, a Blue Jay can just fly away, right?
It would be quick, but
if we're weighing the bird down.
A tiger's a cat.
Listen.
Blue Jay's a bird. It seems like a natural enemy.
Blue Jay
enemy.
Gets squashed here. Yeah. It's definitely
Tiger. Move the Tiger forward.
Yeah.
I agree. Okay, Tiger forward.
Yep.
Let's talk Owls versus Volunteers. Now, are Volunteers like the nice charitable people that we're talking about? Like,
I think
so.
I don't know of any other kind of volunteers.
This seems like
the Tennessee fans are going to kill us right now.
I feel like an owl and a volunteer, like they would both just elect not to fight. They just wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
An owl's a badass bird, though.
It is pretty sweet.
Have you ever seen an
They're
owl?
They're huge.
I don't know how many times I've seen an owl just fly.
A couple times.
In the middle of the night. Yeah. I've heard them.
Yeah, I've definitely heard them. There's that story about that.
Hold on, you've never heard an owl fly. You've heard an owl hoot.
Oh, good point.
Fly.
They're very majestic. I don't know. I might go with an owl here, but let you guys decide on that.
Well, I just think, like, have you ever heard, like, I don't know, and what are we defining as volunteer?
I think Travis was clear. This the purse, volunteers, like, as in person. Soldiers. A
soldiers.
Lot of soldiers
a
that
lot.
Volunteered for
versus
service.
Versus a lot. 10,000? Where did you get the number 10,000 from?
Research Tennessee.
Why wouldn't they just call themselves the soldiers?
All right.
Oh, see, that hadn't been taken yet.
You know.
I'm down for either one of those.
I'm going Owls, man.
Hold on. Is
Owls.
Anyone saying
like
anything
Owls.
In the YouTube chat? If we're, like, stuck in between, are there people who are swaying us one way or another?
I'm sure somebody's educating us on the volunteers.
Yeah. Or like what kind of owl it is in Florida Atlantic.
These.
Nada right now.
Nothing. Okay, wait. They're but Tennessee's mascot is like this dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're not.
There's also the big
Rocky
Top Mountain.
They got
they
too much going
one.
On. Yeah.
You know
right,
what?
Let's
no
go
leadership
owls.
At Tennessee.
Just despite them, we're going with the
owls.
Just
yeah,
because
absolutely.
Of that.
Absolutely. I'm confused. Yep.
Okay. All right. It's also important to note that I mentioned this before the show. We have not gotten to it yet, but I have looked it up, and one of the mascots on this sheet has actually attacked another mascot before.
Okay.
Like, in real life.
I didn't know they had wildcats in Greece with
IRL.
The Spartans. I had no
IRL,
idea.
IRL, yeah.
That's right.
Hey, we do all have volunteers because Tennessee is the volunteer state from Chatham 65.
Okay. Well, right. We already moved the owls forward.
Yeah. That doesn't change.
If it was any other bird, they would have moved on.
But pigeon
owls,
even. But yeah, exactly. Yeah, no.
A pigeon?
Not happening. Yeah. Okay, so we got Kansas Wildcats against the Michigan State Spartans. Did you see 300?
Yeah.
I mean, when I'm thinking
Gerard
of Spartan,
Butler's spray on abs.
That's all I can think about
exactly.
Right now. So,
are you not entertained?
I mean, this is it. I say we move the Spartans.
It's got to be
Wildcat.
Spartans, yeah.
Right?
I'm good with that.
Okay, let's go with Spartans
I'm
on
I'm good
that
with
one.
That. Here, well, you guys can start talking about the next one.
One
I'm
of the best movies ever made.
All right. The next one, we have the Houston Cougars versus the Miami Hurricanes. So
now this brought up an interesting point.
Right.
Cougars is pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricanes, are we talking about the storm or the drink?
Man, I don't know.
They both are rough.
Cause I don't know, man.
I would not want to fight a drunk cougar.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I definitely want to. Yeah. Mm. I think you got to go with the weather here.
Yep.
I agree. Yeah.
As far as
now
more dangerous,
by the
way. Right?
This is the life right
here.
I know
I,
it's
not
what it's meant
in,
for, but
if I was surrounded by cougars, I wouldn't feel as much in danger as I would a hurricane.
Is this like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather be in a hurricane than around a bunch of cougars, so maybe that changes my answer.
Is this like that Shark Tornado movie?
Sharknado?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right. Write that down.
Cougar Kane?
Brad Keselowski will be in that one, too.
I think the Hurricanes on that one.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I can't believe that, just a side note, the Sharknado movie, how cheesy it was, but it was Brad Keselowski's line that named the movie.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I thought that was funny.
We'll get into Cocaine Bear.
Oh, wow. We've got...
which they already got Cocaine Shark on the way. Did y'all
know that?
What?
Yep.
Man.
They're already working on Cocaine
really?
Shark.
Really?
Yep. So All right, moving on. Xavier Musketeers against the Texas Longhorns.
Xavier.
Whatever it is.
Okay. We're in the South.
The Minutemen.
I'll pronounce
Musketeers
it how I want to.
Musketeers versus Longhorns. This is where I'm going to jump into real life here.
Oh, yeah?
So the Longhorns, they have a real steer that weighs in at 1,600 pounds, armed with two spear-like horns that span 58 inches. And in 2019, in a photo op with the Georgia Bulldog, the steer charged the bulldog. No animal was hurt in this, but the steer already shows some initiative and is on offense. So I would have to vote for, I think it has a name too, Bevo. Bevo the steer. Yep.
So you're telling me you're taking a cow over a guy with a gun? Is it a musketeer like guy with a sword?
Well, if he has a gun, I think he's got one shot, right?
Exactly.
A musketeer, because then they have to reload for 30 minutes. So he better get a one good. He better be a really good shot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe Longhorn takes him out.
I'll go with Longhorn.
It does say musketeers.
It
could be a group.
It's multiple. Yeah, it's up to three.
Well, again, it also says Longhorns too.
Oh yeah. God.
We'll go Longhorns.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Good call. Travis is talking about the two horns as one.
Let's go Longhorns.
I think.
I'm gonna root for Longhorns on this one.
Okay. Next up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Some initiative there. What's next?
Razorbacks
versus the Huskies. I think this is the toughest.
I would agree.
Battle.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the most even in terms of the mascot fight.
I don't know. I feel like a Husky is more – it's not a wolf. So it's more doggish, right?
Yeah.
Over a Razorback just seems
– and it's multiple of them.
right.
Yeah. I think I do have to go – if it was wolves, if it was like wolf pack, you know,
good
versus
call.
Razorbacks, but a domestic Husky isn't – it only scares me
like
a little
those dogs.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Those are good-looking dogs.
I got to go Razorbacks.
Razorback moves on. All right, the last of the Sweet 16, and I'm just now noticing Travis is lefty. That can't be easy, especially with a whiteboard. How do you do that?
Yeah. Just learned that lefties have trouble on a
because,
dry
like,
race
the ink
board
because
they erase everything that they're writing. That's amazing. I just learned that.
Hey, thank you for for
sacrificing
your service here.
Yeah, thank you, buddy.
All right, we've got the Bulldogs versus the Bruins. I think this one's pretty easy because Bruin being a bear,
absolutely,
you don't want to mess with a bear.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I would agree.
So especially
Bulldog, not as as angry, as mad as a pit bull.
Yeah,
I'd say yeah. Think all right. Bear all it.
So there we go.
Yeah.
We've got our Elite Eight in the mascot bracket. We've kind of given our justification for each one, so we can probably because we have one more bracket to get through as well.
Yes,
you're right. We can move through this.
So, all right, Aztecs versus
it's a good battle.
The Tigers. I think this is a good one. I just think the humans are at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
So I think if it comes down to a animal versus a human, I think I have to vote for the animal. At least in this situation, I'm probably going to contradict myself in the next round. So
right.
I would go Tigers on this one.
I'm good with that.
I'm good with Tigers. Yeah.
Okay.
I definitely think so.
Them being plural makes a lot of difference.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking of a lot of tigers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Tigers. I think the animals win here, so the tiger moves
move
on.
The tiger on.
Definitely.
Okay.
Great at golf, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, I wouldn't even think about that.
All right. This is where I'm going to contradict myself. Owls versus the Spartans.
Did you hear that? There was one that was
contradict yourself. Spartans.
I think a Spartan wins in this one.
Definitely.
Let's go ahead and move the Spartans on.
Spartan.
Yeah.
He changes everything.
Welcome
to
the final four.
We need a sequel to that.
All right, who's next?
It's
I can't
301.
See.
300. I was going to say, it doesn't need to be anything
oh,
too
man.
Fancy.
Oh, man. Hurricane versus the Longhorns.
Is that
That's
the Longhorns not moving
tough.
During a hurricane?
No.
It's pretty supplanted down.
Yeah, I think a Longhorn just weathers the hurricane like that.
Right.
Yeah.
It hangs on. I'm pulling for the Longhorn. And
I agree. I think I got to go Longhorns,
all
too.
Right.
Move the Longhorns.
Hurricanes
forward.
Are serious. Like,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But not, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, let's go with Longhorns on that.
Longhorns.
And then we're to the Razorbacks against
Bruins.
The Bruins and the
I
Bears.
Think,
so.
I think you got to go with the Bears.
I don't even think about it. Yeah.
Size here.
Yeah.
Just Razorback
Bruins.
Doesn't stand
okay.
a chance.
Yeah.
Tigers, Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
First of our Final Four here, and I think the Animal wins again. Although, I don't know. Spartans, Dalton, you disagree.
I think I got to go Spartans.
This is a good Spartans. Final Four.
All right, I vote for the Tigers. You're Spartans, yeah. So we need a tiebreaker.
I'm going with Josh Williams' mullet.
That's the next bracket.
Yeah.
of world's best mullets.
Best mullets, and it's only Josh Williams. Yeah. That's the bracket.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to lean towards Spartans as well.
Okay. All right. Yep. I got upset there.
Listen, I have much Spartans. Respect for Tigers, but
that's right.
Yeah. Just,
I don't think they've ever been on the battlefield together, so that's a good matchup. And then in our other Final Four matchup.
Oh, man, Longhorns versus the Bruins.
That's something I'd like to – I mean, not that, that I'd like to see, but it'd be interesting to see.
I bet that's out there. Yeah. I bet if you YouTube that, that's happened somewhere. But I'm going to have to go Bear on this.
Yeah,
I think Bear, yeah. Okay. I agree. And there's also a quote from the Longhorn. This is from the article I read when Bevo attacked the other mascot. Quote, just wanted to say hi to the bulldog.
Yeah.
But then their handler said that it's as docile as a lamb. So maybe
until
it wasn't
it
a fight
steps on
all,
you
after
1,600 pounds.
Until the 1,600 pounds come into play.
That's all it takes.
All right.
What a championship.
The championship, Spartans versus Bruins. And I feel like I know my answer.
I know my answer.
Yeah.
It's got to be a Bruin.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Yeah, there's no messing with the Bear.
No.
I think so.
So that's it. Bruin wins the tournament.
Let's move them on. Yep.
Let's see. What if this becomes a perfect bracket? Like, we just filled out the mascot bracket, and then this is what actually ends up happening. Let's give this to a tart
and see how he puts this into betting.
UCLA.
The rest of the tournament.
And, hey, I said the Pac-12 couldn't do anything. Look at that.
Yeah. That's right.
Doing well.
They got the coolest mascot.
Exactly. Mm. All right, we've got one more bracket here. And who has the bracket? You have it?
I think it's up in my noggin.
Okay.
My
All right. Okay, yeah. So it is it's the beer bracket.
Yeah.
So
basically, it's domestic beer. We're gonna rank them pretty much 1 through 8, but we're gonna start with the light side of the bracket. I think the one seed in that side was the beer that I'm drinking currently, Bud Light.
Cheers to that!
Yeah, definitely. And then it was going up against Miller Light, I believe. Mm. So that battle, we can just discuss that one. I mean.
Yeah,
it's kind of awkward for Miller Lite at this point, but
more nationally known, I'm gonna say the Bud Light and the Bud Light branding.
Yeah, better commercials for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Very rich history in the Budweiser Bud Light campaign.
So the next one was Coors Light and Busch Light.
Mm. I think.
Can I ask where these beers are being consumed at? Because Busch Light is my everyday.
You may not ask.
But Coors Light, is the best sitting by the pool beer.
Coors Light, I feel like, goes down more like water than any of the rest of the lights.
Yeah.
I feel like...
That doesn't have any flavor for me.
Yeah, it's not as much taste, so maybe that's what you're looking for to go quick. It's not very bad price.
What'd you say, Dustin?
Oh, that is the taste of the Rockies, baby.
Taste of the Rockies.
If you've got another can that turns blue when it's, cold.
Yeah.
What other beer can lets you know when it's ready to be consumed?
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't need a beer to tell me when it needs to be drank. I can tell you that much.
I'll drink it when I want to.
Here's a flaw, though.
That's the quote.
The taller can makes it when you're filling up your fridge. Creates some issues.
It does.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to have the right kind of racks.
And for koozies, all of a sudden doesn't fit as tight as the normal can.
Yeah, makes sense. Does that drop Coors Light?
I've got to go Busch Light.
Busch Light on that?
Yeah, I think.
What other beer says its name when you open it?
Exactly.
Good point.
Yeah.
Good point. All right, let's go with Busch Light.
All right, the next ones were on, I guess we're just going to call it the wild card side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We had Bud Heavy
versus
Mick Ultra.
those are two. Who picked Mick Ultra?
Milwaukee's
important.
Best.
There's some of them in the fridge.
I grew up on Milwaukee's best.
We tried to keep all of the Milwaukee's best and the Rolling Rocks and all that out of it, and just keep it to stuff that most people drink.
Yeah, good call.
I mean, I know my answer too. I think like legally, or I might get fired if I don't say Bud Heavy.
Man,
have you ever stone colded two Budweisers in your life?
No.
Really?
I mean, I would try it, but
I've probably done it at least a dozen times in my life.
Listen, I'm
you take two, you together, smash them, and, yeah, them both it's up. One of the greatest feelings. Like, it's the closest feeling of me winning Daytona that I'll ever have.
Yeah. You know, that's how I got my start directing was shooting backyard wrestling. So,
Wait, hold on. I mean, there's a story.
All right,
here.
We'll be back tomorrow live to discuss.
Yeah, just growing up within that era of wrestling, I know Dale was a big fan, but man, I was with a group of friends that, jumping off houses, going through tables.
Right.
Holy cow.
Yeah, they wanted to be the professional wrestler, so they needed a camera guy.
Do you still have footage?
Awesome. I do. We actually got permission from our high school to put on a wrestling event.
That's awesome.
Rented a real ring, put it in the middle of the gym, had people show up, and had like 8 high school students like come out there and do
that
a
full
on
so
wrestling
awesome.
Match.
Do you still have
people
your
going screaming? No, I was definitely the camera guy running around getting to the faces of the wrestlers. Yeah. But good stuff. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Wow.
To get off on that, but
can you bring that footage in someday?
Absolutely, please. Absolutely.
Yeah, we gotta.
But as high schoolers, I don't think we were drinking Bud Heavies at that point.
Right.
It was a little too heavy. I think we were still light beering it at that point.
Speak for yourself.
So. So what was the other two?
The next one was PBR versus High Life.
Man,
Miller High Life.
That is difficult.
The champagne.
I know Micah's
beers.
Answer on this one.
Absolutely. I'm a PBR drinker.
PBR.
There it is.
That's my favorite. The can designs are, oh my gosh, I'd save every can. Those
things
are
amazing. There's nothing like, going to a bar and they've got $7 beers and then they have like a $3.50 can of PBR.
And there it is,
PBR. Give me that every time.
Give me a glass, give me a
time.
PBR. Yeah.
And here's the other thing about PBR is most likely it's a 16-ounce can that
right.
they're selling.
Right, yeah, definitely.
And it's cheap.
Good point.
It's a good cheap beer.
Andrew, what do you think on this?
I knew you were going to throw me.
It's like, beers. Love beers. Drink them all the time.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Like we discussed on the Thursday show, The Download, a few weeks ago, I'm still, I'm just coming around to the taste. I just turned 21.
Well, I think, Dale made a great point. It's like, nobody really starts off with trying their first beer and is like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, everybody fake smiles.
Yeah.
Tries to hold it back and gives the thumbs up to everybody that's looking at him. But
he was definitely right on that one.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I think I can start giving the real thumbs up. With the real smile.
There you go.
Real smile now. But you know what? I'm just gonna whatever I drink next is gonna be the winner of this bracket.
Okay.
Put it that way.
Okay. That's a good idea.
There we go.
That's why I haven't had.
Beer number 2 and 3 taste a lot better than beer number 1.
You should have beer number 4.
Yeah. That'll be 3:30 or 4:00.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's next?
All right, so we've got Bud Light versus Busch Light.
There we go.
Tiff's doing a great job.
Nice. Tiff.
Keeping track of everything for us.
Let's go. I'm going to put my vote in at Bud Light.
Yes.
That is a go-to. If I'm at a craft beer, I would be likely to get a Bud Light. I know that sounds weak, but I don't have to change it up for me. A beer's a beer.
I appreciate a good craft beer, but there's just something about a Bud Light.
If we're gonna go with just a light beer, which this is what these two are, there's nothing like the only thing that could compete with the Busch Light is a Keystone Light. Like,
you're going worse, man.
No. Yes. No, see, you don't understand. When you're if you're gonna choose to go light beer, most likely you're drinking 10, 12 of these.
Absolutely.
I can do that with Bud Light.
Less of a hangover.
I think we already wrote Bud Light.
Okay,
in.
But which one would you rather have at like a country concert wearing your jorts? A Busch Light or a Bud Light?
Yeah, let's see.
Are you wearing
Bud Light.
Jorts to a country concert?
Every time.
So I do have my. I'm flying to Dallas tonight.
Are you going
to
wear jorts?
I've got jorts. I actually. My bag's in my car. I've got jorts outside. If I'm allowed to go change, I'll put them on.
Are they frayed at the end?
Yeah.
Are they frayed and about halfway up?
They're homemade. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's wearing jeans.
Send us pictures
dazzled, too.
Skies out, skies out, thighs out.
Travis, you're just wearing jeans.
I got a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
No,
we go jorts on Dirty Mo Live. Jeez.
Yeah.
I will allow these to be turned into jorts if I can wear them in perpetuity here at work.
Absolutely not.
Only if you have a defined tan line about halfway down, about 4 inches lower than the jorts are.
That's good.
I mean, I could, I'll work on that.
And some high socks.
I need a picture of you wearing jorts at Luke Combs.
Okay. We can do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
Let's work that out.
So all of that to say Bud Light. definitely still.
Yeah, Bud Light's moving on. Thank you.
Wait, hold on a second. There's other votes. You guys just moved it on.
Okay, all right.
Dustin, what are you voting?
Oh, Bud Light.
Oh.
No, and it's shut down.
Have fun with Luke Combs, man. All right, so Bud Heavy
versus PBR. And this is like choosing two favorite kids.
Yeah,
I think
that's right. It's a tough one. They both have their merits.
Yeah.
I it's hard for me to go against PBR.
Man.
Nothing gets more American.
I drink more PBR, definitely, but I own more shirts that have Bud on them, so probably I'm going to go PBR because I think they're a lot more crushable.
Our boss man might like the Budweiser take as well.
Yeah.
I'm
just waiting for him to.
Well, hold on, Tiff. I see you're writing, and there's been we have not voted over here yet. I'm going Budweiser,
man,
because
Budweiser.
Stone Cold Steve Austin said so.
Dude, you can't disagree. We've had Stone Cold on our show before. Yeah. We can't disagree with Stone Cold.
That's true.
I gotta say, I'm going PBR because I don't think I don't think I've ever seen a PBR advertisement. Or
that's a good.
PBR and Lamborghini. What do they have in common? No advertisement.
Yeah, I'm gonna nerd out. They have great social media.
Have you guys? Yeah, okay, I saw great. This on Twitter. Have you guys ever seen an advertisement for a microwave?
Oh,
no.
Wow.
None.
No.
That's it.
Wait, so we have to
somebody write that down. We need
so
to
we have to
make one.
Best
so
microwave
it's tied
brand.
Too,
all
right?
Trademark that
no.
as well.
What? No, you're out. You lost.
No, I feel like
I think
no,
Tiff's
both
votes count
voted
because
PBR.
She like actually
they
wrote them
in. They both said PBR?
PBR.
Yeah, we both said PBR.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's.
And you said PBR also? Oh,
yeah. Travis has
actually
been
have,
outvoted in every single one.
Actually, I don't have blood in my veins. It's probably PBR, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So PBR, right. If you're looking for somebody to sponsor, DirtyMoMedia.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bud Light versus PBR.
Again,
I'm abstaining.
It's tough. Again, it's tough, but if PBR is going to beat out Bud Heavy, I think it's got to beat out Bud Light too.
Just continue on.
PBR.
The
PBR.
King of
your
beers.
Vote.
If Bud's the king of beers, then I guess Bud Light's the prince of beers.
Here we go. We're going to test Andrew. Andrew, what does PBR stand for?
Oh, it's isn't that Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Oh.
Wow.
Nice.
He's had a few of those in his day.
And the winner is PBR,
here,
I believe.
PBR,
okay.
All right,
so PBR versus a Bruin.
Not
yeah.
PBR drinking a Bruin. Yeah, drinking a beer.
Yeah, the sequel to Cocaine Bear is Drunk Bear. Yeah.
It's PBR Bear. Yeah, that's good. That's good right there.
That's right.
Can we get a shirt made with the bear wearing like drinking a
PBR
and sell it?
I bet you that exists.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you can find it for sure.
All right. That's all I got on my list here.
Mike's going to love all these ideas.
Yeah.
When he watches this back.
So for the record, he was the one that asked about, he had the Duke question. That was.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah,
Mike commented.
Yeah, I thought you mentioned that.
No, I left that part out.
Oh, wow, okay.
We wanted to keep this video a little bit PG, so we didn't want to get into Alabama too much. Yeah, we'll keep it quiet on that side.
Yeah, well, the Crimson Tide didn't even make it out of the first round, so
we'll just be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah, right? yeah. Anyways, it's been a busy week this week.
Has.
A good one.
Yeah.
And where are we going? We're going to Coda.
Coda
this weekend.
Man.
That should be exciting.
A lot of big names in this race.
Yeah.
Got
oh my God.
Button,
yeah.
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, sure.
Kimi Raikkonen.
Jordan Taylor.
That's right.
I'm sure we're missing some, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Denny Hamlin.
From the Denny Show.
Definitely a lot of good stuff happening this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's all we've got for Dirty Mo Live today on this Thursday. I now know the day of the week, which is always a good thing to know.
Bam.
And we learned, as Chase Rice said, it's a bad day to be a cold beer. I'm sure... you know, talking about it as much. Yeah.
That's Andrew's motto.
Yeah. That's I live by that. Anyways.
Cool.
Enjoy the rest of your guys' week. And y'all at home, enjoy Coda. We'll be back with a bunch of brand new shows next week.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Drink to that.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.